Oh, I see. I'm looking at my atomic radio clock. I know what time it is. You know what time it is, girl?
Good morning.
That's what time it is.
Welcome back from Pod Bay
above
sea level.
Nope. Oh yeah, I don't mind above sea level. I'm high.
You know what
sea level?
Like.
Above sea level. Yeah. High above sea level.
Sea level. I am at sea level.
You're low. You're low.
Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org and
freedomfiends.com. I intend to. Yeah, where do I do that? Okay. You're all a bunch of socialists.
So, this was a about holiday grievances and
Well, yeah, I want to start Festivus early. And, you know, if people think that... So, Festivus... here I go again with the Jews. We're getting in trouble. So, Festivus is a, I guess, an agnostic Christmas type celebration around Christmas time. December 23rd is Festivus, and it was made up by the characters on Seinfeld about 25 years ago, and it's kind of endured. Like, there are people, it was originally supposed to be a backlash to the over commercialization of Christmas, and like, the, you don't have a tree, you have a pole. You just have, not even a fancy pole, not a stripper pole, just like a 4-foot aluminum pole stuck into a base. It looks like the skeleton of a dead fake aluminum tree. That's very symbolic of what Festivus is about. They say Festivus, the festival for the rest of us, was the name, you know, the tagline. And it's something that they did on Seinfeld, you know, I think many years in a row. What's that? Daryl, go all the way up. God's talking in your ear. Yeah.
I heard that.
So
got it.
One of the things, I think there's a Festivus meal, and then there's a celebration at Festivus called the airing of the grievances. I told my wife that, and she said, it sounds very Jewish. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's Seinfeld, and it was created by three Jewish characters, played by three Jewish men, one of them being Kramer, the guy who, you know, yelled the N-word at people who were talking through his, well, you know, to be fair, they were talking through his stand-up routine. Should have just thrown a glass at him. Should have just done grievous bodily harm instead of gone racial. He should have just murdered them instead of using words that offended people. He probably would still be doing stand-up and people would like him if he'd done
that. Wait, you have an actual grievance with Kramer?
No.
No.
No. I think Kramer was light. I think, but I'm also making a joke of how, like, you could probably murder people rather than use the N-word and get less hassle in the world these days.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty much true.
I guess I'm just looking toward the good old days when you could use the N-word. I'm kidding.
Well, but I'm looking to take back the expression porch monkey, too. But, you know, I haven't figured out the method or the
recipe. Would you spread it to races other than African-American?
Absolutely, because I love hanging on my porch.
Porch monkey.
I feel very, you know, an affinity to monkeys.
Aren't there actually monkeys where you live in Hawaii?
In my imagination, there's so many monkeys here. But in reality, there's no monkeys here.
I thought there were monkeys in Hawaii.
No, there's no monkeys on the Hawaiian Islands. But that's really awesome to think of that. I want to imagine that from now on.
Well, because there's jungle there, so it seems like there should be monkeys, right? Man,
but,
that's racist.
You know,
that's racist to say that's racist.
Yeah, to, you know, the simians.
Well, you know, we're all part of the same primates. Yeah, yeah, man.
That's not true. No, it's not. Well, look at it. All of the other apes have 48 chromosomes. Only the human has 46.
I didn't say we're all the same.
Yeah, but they have a similarity like that.
Primates.
Yeah. And then they've got like hair in a normal pattern, you know, like
what about
sensible.
Bonobos? I heard they're 97% genetically the same as humans, and they're
so
all
they
bisexual
say,
too. But
yeah, still 48 chromosomes. But yeah, that's because their number two looks like their number two and three chromosome is supposed to look like our.
Can
number
you say
two.
That on radio? Number two.
Number two.
I
order you to take a number one.
Yeah. What's happened to the Freedom Fiends? I don't know. So I air a lot of grievances during the year, so maybe I should not air them on Festivus. What do you think? Give everyone a break from Michael Dean.
I've been doing this show for, what, 3 years with you now? And in that time, I'm ready to hear more grievances. It's not been enough.
3 years? You haven't been on 3 years.
I know, I made that up. Just feels like it.
You've been listening to the show for over 3 years and yelling at the radio while we're on.
In your head,
you've been on for 3 years. Yeah. You know,
when I was annoying and you didn't pay attention to me, Michael, I was still secretly a co-host of the Freedom Beans.
I know. And, you know, if you hang around somewhere long enough, they'll give you a job. That's something I've heard. What else have I heard? I used to have a roommate who said, a day without Michael Dean is like a day without glass in your food. Speaking of airing grievances. What else?
Oh, do you have serious grievances or what?
I have something really funny that someone else said that some people might take as un-PC. So my dad had this neighbor when he lived on the farm as a kid in the Great Depression. My dad's 96. And this guy he knew, like my dad told me this story when he was like 40. He said that there was an old guy in his town that lived to be 100. My dad is coming up on being this guy. So the guy lived to be 100. And when you're 100, things happen. Like newspapers come interview you. Even if you've never done anything other than not died, newspapers want to come interview you because that's news. So they came and interviewed him. And, you know, they said, what's your secret to a long life? And this guy was a dynamite blaster by trade. And he said, I never mess with nothing, nothing dangerous, especially women. And that was his moment in the paper.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's true, though. This happened. It's, you know, it's not an old wives story.
It's true.
He didn't have an old wife.
I'll just live shorter.
Yeah, yeah.
if that's what it takes.
You zany kids. I'm cutting things out. Can you hear?
Yeah, I hear the things being cut out of this production tonight.
Yeah, I'm cutting out. I'm making a New Year's resolution early. I mean, I don't really do New Year's resolutions because people don't usually stick to them. But I decided something a couple weeks ago, and it's that I'm going to promote my art more, the things that I do. Because what I basically do is I make stuff all day long, every day. I wake up. You know, I don't just do this show. I do music. I do write books. I make movies. All sorts of things. I don't even remember all the things I do. I invent cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. Not Bitcoin. Bitcoin, which is up 400%. But I sold most of mine and then bought Bitcoin Cash about a month ago and then bought Bitcoin, then I sold it for Bitcoin Cash. So my investing theory is always, I guess it is, buy high and sell low. So that's it. But I actually mined a lot of my Bitcoin on a laptop back when you could do that.
Nice.
And it was, you know, it was public. I mean, we told it, but no one paid attention to it at first. So it was just me and four other people mining all of it for a while. And then,
do people listening to this radio station actually not know what Bitcoin is? Is that possible?
Well, you know, Free Talk Live has been pimping it for about 5 years. And I've been pimping it on the show for about 4 years. And all of a sudden, like, my sister, who could barely use a computer, wrote to me today and is like, Michael, do you know, did you buy some of this Bitcoin? Do you know about this? And I was like, I told you to buy this 5 years ago. And she's like, I don't remember. Can you tell me now how to do it? And I'm like, no, because, and the reason I won't do it is because she would lose it all. Because she, you know, is one of these people, like, has a Mac because they just work. And, yeah. You know, doesn't know any command line stuff, doesn't know any security stuff, doesn't know to back things up. I mean, she, God, I love her. I was going to say God rest her soul, but she's still very much alive. I love her, but she's
God activate her soul.
She's not a candidate for owning cryptocurrencies. Because, for instance, a few years ago, she said, Michael, I lost all of my things on all of my computer hard drive crashed. What should I do? And I said, remember 2 months ago when I said you should buy an external hard drive and back up all your stuff? And you said, yeah, but I'm really busy. I can't talk right now. And I said, okay, well, call me within a week and we'll talk about how to do that. Because, you know, I'd have to explain how to do that to people in my family. And
that sounds complicated.
They're good at other things, okay? My brother's really good at packing suitcases. He can also restore British cars, but he's packed suitcases and wraps boxes like no one I've ever seen. So my family, they're talented, just not at electronics and things. So, yeah. But everyone's asking me
now. I think of it as a
now.
Challenge.
You're you know, charging people money, aren't you, to explain it?
Oh, what it is? You can believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm just saying no. Because I've been 5 years ago, I would have told you how to do it. But it's just too much work now with everyone screeching at me like lemmings. Not that lemmings actually jump off cliffs. That's a fantasy manufactured by Disney. Do you know that?
That is true. I heard that it was an expression.
They actually killed a bunch of lemmings to make it look interesting like that. Yeah. Yeah. Disney.
Typical Disney.
Typical
so as we
Disney.
Close... As we close yeah. it to the end of this, instead of like airing grievances, imagine that instead now you can pick several people to give blessings of the gold that you see in their character and how much you wish good fortune for them, right? Is that
you
what
know,
you wanted
I'm,
to do?
I'm kind of, no, I'm really angry that I don't have more Bitcoin and that I gave a lot away and that I didn't give that much away, but what I did was I bought things with Bitcoin when they were really cheap and gave the things away. Like I bought people... You know, radio equipment and transmitter equipment and audio equipment and recording equipment, and gave it to people who I thought had a good message of liberty, because you know I'm like Johnny Appleseed of audio. I think that all bad audio should be punishable after a court hearing in The Hague. You know, but I guess we don't solve things through courts here, so let's have audio militias. But yeah, I gave away, you know, $20,000 worth of Bitcoin before it was worth that. So
good audio will be back.
I wish I'd read more Ayn Rand.
To Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Ever struggle for the right thing to say at a party? Want something to break the ice? Get the free Freedom Fiends Android app, Pocket Alibi. Pocket Alibi will help you have things to say. It'll replace verbal communication when you're not speaking with somebody.
I value your input.
It'll make you the hit of any party.
Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Will it work?
Not a guarantee.
It's a great icebreaker, too. Comes loaded with hundreds of original funny sayings with great voices and great recording quality. It's arranged into 7 categories. Disclaimers.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
Excuses.
I'm sorry, sir. An older girl told me to do it.
Advice. Fun, too.
Get off me, kitty.
Libertarian pickup lines.
Hey, baby, hold my camera while I yell at this meter maid.
State speech is hate speech.
Bark, bark for the state.
Get Pocket Alibi today on Google Play for free. Again, search for Pocket Alibi. That's Pocket Alibi. A-L-I-B-I.
Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi, Pocket Alibi.
Does this app make me look fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't believe we're not distorted. Are we not distorted? We sound good there, Mr. Bordop.
Listening to the voice of God.
All right. Voice of God.
Okay. All right. We got good feedback.
All right.
Ready,
so,
Michael?
I am. So, interesting thing happened. I was talking as we were going to break about how I wish I were more selfish and had been less generous with my Bitcoin. By the way, do you guys, everyone should watch the new season of Shameless. It's just amazing. Check it out. Yeah, but I really wish I'd read Ayn Rand more. I just hate her writing, but I wish I'd read her to learn selfishness. You know, because people always say, libertarians are selfish, and I'm really, they aren't all selfish. We're not all selfish. I'm not selfish.
I don't think of libertarians as selfish. They've been so generous to me.
Really? I think
this computer I'm looking at right now.
Yeah,
from a libertarian who liked me.
I gave John Vibes a computer recently. I feel good about that. I had to like berate someone else I'd lent it to for 2 months to give it to him. Because that's the, you know, libertarians aren't necessarily, I don't think that a lot, most of them are selfish, but I think a lot of them are really flaky. And that could come off as selfish. What do you think of that?
That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, I think self, what is it called? It's just completely self-focused.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't even know if they're all selfish. I think they're just oblivious. I think they're all autistic.
No, it's just
what it is.
I think it's just, yeah, like that's the description of people who don't understand the cause and effect of their actions or choice of inactions.
Yes. There you go.
Like that?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So rational self-interest is what Ayn Rand was, I think, trying to say.
Ayn Rand. Did you say Ryan Rand?
Ayn Rand.
That's just Ayn.
Ayn Rand?
Annie Rand.
So, you know, she was trying to, like, take back the word selfish. Like, I was just trying to take back the word porch monkey. And, you know, I don't think it's going to work very easily, you know. So I think rational self-interest is a good way. You can take that one back. It's like, yeah, you're going to be rational and self-interested. Who else is going to be interested in yourself as good as you are? No one. So, therefore, we're done, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing things like raising money from strangers to buy MP3 players to hand out to homeless people. Like, no.
I remember that project.
I should have just raised the money and kept it. And, you know, I actually had two people recently who donated Bitcoin when it was almost worthless, tell me they wanted it back.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, he wanted the amount of money it was worth then back. And the other one wanted that amount of Bitcoin back. Like, I am, like, a donation to the Freedom Fiends is just a bank that holds your money interest free and then gives it back to you, you know, when you want it. Nope.
I wish you had been more selfish with your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But now you can. You can be that selfish Michael right now.
With my $60 worth of Bitcoin? Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do that.
I know you've got, I mean, you're going to keep getting crypto. Everyone out there, keep getting cryptocurrency. Get what you can afford. Store it rationally like Michael's sister.
Nobody's giving it away. No one's giving it away anymore. So why don't people send me cash? How's that? Because
No one wants to send you Ethereum?
I've been losing money at this show. I've been losing money at this show for 2 years. So I'm just going to say it right there. Yeah. Send money. Patreon. Yeah, go on to Patreon and send me $10 a month, and I will keep making great art, and I will only air grievances once a year about... No, that's not true, but I'll do it less.
You got a Patreon account.
Yeah. Patreon/fiend. Or is it fiends? I'll check it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. It's on the Freedom Fiend site.
Yeah.
So I guess we should explain what cryptocurrency is. I don't know. Put it this way. We used to have to explain it every show, but I think now people are reading in the New York Times and like their
local... It's that crazy Bitcoin thing.
That local paper.
Old man yells at Bitcoin.
People are reading it in the Casper Tribune, the paper here, or as I refer to it, the Prairie Pravda. Yeah, I said it. I went there. Commies. Yeah. Leftists. They're leftists. It's weird. It's like it's like the most Republican state. I'm in the reddest state, also kind of the whitest state, but actually Vermont is whiter, but it's all like, you know, the only black people there are like like Ethiopian babies adopted by lesbian leftist couples. So, but yeah, it's like the leftist paper in the right wing town. It's weird. It's really weird.
So people out there, you know that Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. The cryptocurrencies exist.
Meow.
Right.
Meow. Meow.
Almost done.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateurs, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe.
Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
And on July 4th, July 2nd of this year, Daryl, you harmed me in the following ways, and therefore I have a grievance. I'm kidding. Nah, you don't make me mad. You made me mad before you got on the Fiends because you didn't know how to communicate the way I wanted to. And then you got it. Oh, my God.
I worked on communication for years after that mishap with you, Michael.
Yeah.
I worked hard. Yeah. But in my mind, I still was pretending to be a Fiends co-host this whole time.
Yep.
I even pretended to be invited to the annual softball picnic festival that all the Fiends go to.
That I don't go to. I stay home and run it from behind the curtain on my oxygen tanks.
That's true.
I'm the man behind the curtain. All right, so, hey, Daryl, do you know about Cell 411?
I love that service because I'm connected to my friends with it over here.
What is it?
It is a decentralized app.
Wait, what's an app? Okay, no, go ahead.
An app that you put on your phone.
Yeah.
I think everyone listening has a cell phone or knows of someone with a cell phone.
Go to the man who holds the town cell phone and tell him to get an app.
Is it getcell411.com? Mm-hmm. Which one does he use now?
I need to know the link. Out. Hang on.
It's good.
Getcell411.com, but I'm going to check.
Yeah, no, I do know this. Don't even go there. Just go right into your phone.
The Windows store. Not the Windows store.
Play Center.
The Amazon. What is it? What is kids doing? Google Play or
Android?
iTunes for...
What's it? It's Google Play on an Android.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where are the apps? Just tap the button where you get your apps. And search cell 411. It is getcell411.com. Yeah, just tap the search bar and say, I need the cell 411 app. And it'll, they've made computers that easy for people that you could just yell at it in a very strange and confused and not very intelligent way, and it'll give you magical powers.
Are you sure we're not burying the lead of why to install this app on your phone?
What is cell 411 and what do you do with it?
What I do with it is I'm connected to several of my friends and trying to grow a list of people who will put this on there. Also, I'm still trying to make friends. But basically, when I need something quick, when I have an emergency, which usually would be a car emergency for me, but it could be other things, I could simply turn that app right on and tap it and then alert a whole list of people. Right now I have about like 8 different people who are neighbors who I could say instantly, instead of texting each one of them or, filling in a text for each one, I could do a few taps and alert them all to, hey, my car broke down, or hey, my house is on fire, or, violence, or, police.
What I don't see on cell 411 is the invite people over to a party button. But I think
you know they don't have that, but they do have ride sharing on that too.
Yeah.
So people are using it that way. But I think the party app, we're going to have to get on. We know the guy who made cell 411.
I'm typing to him right now on him. Facebook, telling him Virgil.
So
Virgil
who should Viduva, not be named, who owns cell 411.
Virgil Viduva. He's open about it.
He's really awesome. Okay,
he is,
and he's really fun to read on
I'm
Facebook.
Typing it
if
to
you're
him,
on Facebook, you gotta
add
check
Virgil,
this out.
Unless you're a communist, because he grew up in communist Romania, and there's people that a lot of Americans are like, I don't like communism. Virgil cheered while he watched the president of his country, the communist president, murdered on TV as a teenager. So. He hates communism more than you hate communism, listeners.
Yeah.
But But I'm typing to him. I'm actually doing it like where I shouldn't. I'm not doing it just generally on my Facebook. I'm doing it on Anacrypt version 2 with Lambos, Hookers, and Blow.
You can support Virgil and his awesome little family over there by just simply using this app, which is completely free. Honestly.
Yeah. How does that work?
There's
What's
so many
that
ways
business
to help.
Plan? It's free, but it helps him? I don't get it. you kids and your crazy apps. Is it Bitcoin? How's Bitcoin work?
How does it work?
Because people make money.
Because your feedback is going to basically be feeding the developers who. That's an interesting thing. How does he make money off of this? I actually realized that I don't have the answer to that, and I'm just blathering on.
I don't know.
So I'm going to stop.
I don't know, man. Oh, he has a
he has an
enterprise edition that costs money.
And
if you're governments are getting interested in it now, and since it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license, it's probably the most popular thing that it is. It's got like 100,000 users. I don't think the enterprise edition comes with a paid subscription. I think it comes with you have to buy a libertarian indulgence to use it if you're a government.
All right, I'm turning the app on right now.
Yeah.
Just to make it clear about what's going on here. And here I am. I see myself right on the coast of the Big Island of Hawaii. And then I just tap. It says tap right here. And then it shows all this choice of emergencies that I could report to my friends, including a live video stream or take some photos right then and there or the random panic button. I am in danger.
What if you're having a panic attack? There should be a button for that, too.
I think panic button should cover the attack part.
But really, like, what do you need? You probably don't want a bunch of people coming over if you're having a panic attack. That might make it worse.
Right, so then you'd set up a different type of alert system for that, right?
Yeah.
You know?
You'd hit the invite friends to a party button, and then you'd say, sorry, I don't come over right now. I hit it by accident.
So there's one that says being bullied, but there's not one that says being pleasured, you know?
I like the being bullied. I think the being bullied button is, like, what's going to send this to the moon, because everyone's trying to do something about bullying. So for people that don't get this yet, we did kind of bury the lead. It's an app that's free for iPhone or Android that your girlfriend just clicked. I just made your girlfriend smile on the internet.
Yes,
she said,
you did. She's smiling over here.
Yeah. Freedom Fiends, Facebook on the internet. So,
it's
an app that calls people. It's an app. Oh, I said on here that I said on Anna Crypt version 2 with Lambo's hookers and blow on Facebook to Virgil and tagged Virgil. I said, I just said on Freedom Fiends that cell 411 needs an invite friends to a party button. So, yeah, she liked that. So at least one person's listening, the person in the same room with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got one live
we have
listener.
Fans. Yeah. Oh, by the way, well, now we'll pimp my stuff later. Okay. So, and then I never did really finish about my New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Or my and now they're not new. I hate the idea of New Year's resolutions because they're always broken. It's my Festivus resolutions, and that's going to be the title of the episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
My Festivus resolutions. Okay. So cell 411 is an app that you set up a cell. Like, you know, they always say, there's a terror cell operating independently. But it's not a terror cell. It's a party cell with your friends. No, it's a cell of people you'd rather come rushing to you in an emergency than the cops. Because the cops, more and more, well, you know.
They're going to take a long time to get here.
They take a long time to get there. They might shoot you. But they're more likely than to shoot you. They're more likely to take a long time and then shoot your dog. No, take a long time, and then they're going to look at you as a suspect and try to find a way to arrest you, because very few cops really want to protect and serve anymore. They used to do more back in the Opie and Andy kind of days. You know, what was that show called in the 60s? Mayberry
Barney
USA.
Miller?
Yeah, not Barney Miller. But those guys wanted to serve too. What, DJ? Mayberry RFD. Andy Griffith Show? I don't know, something like that. But yeah, cops used to be your friend, sort of. You know, they say that, but my sister had her life ruined for having a little bit of weed and magic mushrooms in 1974. I don't think that was very friendly to cops. Yeah.
Oh,
what about 74?
That must have been harsh.
People existed back then. I existed. Yeah. I was 10 years old in 74.
I was two. So.
You were also, or you were 2 years old?
2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn homonyms.
So
Yeah. So Virgil made this app, and what it does is you set up a group of people that you want to come over and not shoot your dog when you're in trouble. And you press a button when you're in trouble, and it alerts all the people in your cell, your non-terror cell, and tells them what your problem is. There's a wheel on the front, wheel in the sky, keeps turning. It's got different things on it. Like, I'm being bullied, car broke down, I'm being detained, police are talking to me, there's a fire, there's a crime in progress, whatever. And you could also start videoing as soon as you do that. And whether you're videoing or not, it sends the people your location and gives them turn-by-turn directions to where you are, which is really cool. And you could also write back and say, you know, too busy right now, counting my hodling or whatever, counting my Bitcoin. Or you can say, yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes or whatever, and then go. So instead of calling the police, like, what do you do when the police are hassling you? You can't call more police. They'll just come help hassle them, you know.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to call my lawyer, my phalanx of lawyers.
Yeah. Well, this another thing you can do, too, is you can start filming. And
right.
Unlike, you know, like a lot of times these days, police will grab your phone and delete it or they'll smash it. Or maybe you're filming some Antifa who are hassling you for being a capitalist and into the free market. And they'll smash your phone. But whatever it is, the footage doesn't reside on your phone. It goes to the cell 411 servers. So as long as the phone is operational, it's still sending audio and video. And you could actually, what you could actually do is, you know, if you weren't comfortable sticking a phone in a cop's face and filming him, which a lot of people wouldn't be, because you can have varying results. I mean, it's legal in most states, but you know, cops, what's legal is what the cops will let you do, basically. If they want to beat you up and say you attacked them, well, you'd have video of it. But you could also start it recording and then just stick it in your pocket. It would still record audio and they'd have no idea. Now, I don't know the legalities of that, and you should ask your attorney about it.
Wiretapping.
Wiretapping. Mm. Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, I don't know the legalities of anything. Didn't Pete or Ademo get arrested for wiretapping for filming the police? They beat him.
That might have been a charge. Pete Iyer of copblock.org.
Yeah. Good site. Good guys. Good site.
Yeah. So this is back in the Liberty days.
Yeah.
We're kind of going back there. So use cell 411 if you can. It will, at the very least, help you and this awesome family.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dubas.
Yep. Can you say that on the radio? Viduva? Hey, baby, let me touch your Viduva. I say that every time.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com. Biptunia. Music for the drive to Alpha Centauri. Biptunia's influences are Gary Numan, Brian Eno, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Led Zeppelin, Grateful Dead, Frank Zappa, Robert Fripp, Blondie, Kraftwerk, and Dead Kennedys. Biptunia styles are trip-hop, rock, pop, glam, industrial, ambient, jazz, and space. Plus, it's got cats and is covered by the BIPCOT NoGov license. You can download Biptunia's music free. Go to biptunia.com. That's BIPTUNIA. Bravo, India, Papa, Tango, Uniform, November, India, Alpha. Biptunia.com.
Festivus grievances return.
Mark Edge from Free Talk Live said something that I could have said. Like, it was my words coming out of his mouth, although they're his words too. I'm just saying, he and I, great minds think alike. He was on Free Talk Live this week, just screeching about why he doesn't want to argue with idiots on Facebook anymore. And he said, you know, I've basically come to the conclusion that I don't need to do that because I have a radio show. And I'm like, I'm thinking like, I'm screaming at the radio going, I said that on this show 4 years ago. And I told, I used to say that to Lisa all the time. Lisa Fien, you know, like she just spent all day, like she would get really upset and she'd be just be screaming at people on the internet and sharing stupid stuff. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. You're smart. Don't do that.
Now, I don't know. There's a lot of awesome things going on. You know, you could spend your time really spinning wheels, but I mean, I still have friends from the college days and high school days, and you know, we're talking some serious statist square things. I don't mean to bury the lead, but I'm talking like, you know, believing kind of like a what is it that we all deserve free healthcare kind of thing, you know? That kind of thing. And Bernie Sanders is a good guy, that kind of thing. Of course, I came from Vermont, you know, which is also where Bernie made his mark.
Well, you know, he'd probably be fun to drink with, but no, he wouldn't. He'd just yell at
I don't know about
air,
that.
He would just air grievances.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he wants to redistribute his wealth, he's got a couple houses worth nearly $1 million. Why doesn't he sell one of them and feed the poor? I know people that have nothing and feed the poor. You know, Bernie just wants to steal it from you, but we're not even that kind of show. So tell me more about your friends. I don't have friends like that anymore, by the way.
Real friends? The friends over here?
I don't have friends anymore who believe that Bernie Sanders is has a smart plan.
Oh, those Facebook friends.
Like that. No, like, I don't have friends
I don't block people. I don't block people much. I recently
accepted friend requests from two people I knew in person in San Francisco, and one of them said, "I'm glad you're back." I think she thought I was in San Francisco. I didn't correct her, but you know, I was busy.
Yeah,
humans.
So when you have these people who you could call square or statist,
squares,
or essentially, they're really like their narrative, the map that they're running on for their reality is kind of something that came out of like, you know, antiquated high schools and things like that. You know, this is very,
well, you think about high schools. I mean, like teachers tend to say things like, without taxes, children wouldn't be able to read, because and the teachers may believe that, but they're saying that because other teachers said that, because teachers have a reason to say that, because if they tell you the truth, you'll realize that their job shouldn't, their method of funding their job shouldn't exist.
And that's cognitive dissonance. I mean, if your salary depends upon you not thinking something or knowing something or realizing something, you're not going to realize it. You know,
that's why crypto is amazing, because it's, I think crypto is the greatest, I think it's a far greater step towards libertarian thought being adopted universally than like Mises or Ayn Rand or any of those old dead atheist Jews back in the day that we love so much.
Yeah, those guys, they were just there to root people on, like Satoshi Nakamoto, to invent something like crypto. Yeah. You know
what's the second most important thing I think that has ever been done for libertarian thought? I really believe it's cell 411. And I'm not saying that just because they're our only paid advertiser we've had in the last... We used to have one like 5 years ago, but it's been, I don't want to advertise things I wouldn't use. So I'm fine with people that do, that's their job, but you know, I'd rather be true and broke and complain and only do things that I do. But I mean, think about this. It's basically a free app that tells you, you don't need the police for most things or anything. You know, I mean, I'd still call cell 411 if I were bleeding to death. I mean, 911. But yeah, I'm not going to call 911 if, you know.
I have a special cell of medical professionals that I call first, and they arrive faster.
Cool. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I don't know them.
It's possible.
Worms. I know a nurse 4 hours away. I'm not going to call her.
So we'll be back for hour two
of grievances on Festivus early. The 3 days of Festivus. We're going to sing the song in the next segment.
This has been your controversial holiday fiends.
Yes. Worms.
Worms.
Now. No Freedom Fiends Digest next week.
Holidays.
Coming vacation. There'll be fiends, though.
Cell 411 is a great free app for Android and iPhone. It allows you to set up public and private cells for dealing with crime, emergencies, setting up neighborhood watch, activism, and even protecting your kids from bullies on the street or at school. Cell 411 gives your cells turn-by-turn directions to your location with one touch on your phone. There is also a Bluetooth panic button available that can be worn on your wrist, belt, or around your neck. Cell 411 has real-time chat for each alert so you can discuss the incident with family or friends in real-time video streaming. The video is stored on Cell 411's servers so your evidence cannot be deleted if your phone is taken or destroyed. Cell 411 has decentralized ride-sharing that allows for payment in any form, crypto, barter, silver, cash, etc. Cell 411 does not take a cut of your fare. Get Cell 411 free on Google Play and the iTunes Store, or go to getcell411.com. That's getcell411.com.
Freedom Feed.
Yeah.
Trigger warning, this is us, the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPAR 2017.
LibPAR.
In the Alpha Centauri region.
Libertarian You're Paradise. Right. LibPAR.
So, please insert that purple wire into your cortex now. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows for use by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT. .org.
Yep.
Yeah.
The voice only a radio mother could love, you know.
Yeah. So I was talking in the first segment about first session, first hour, that thing we just did about my Festivus resolutions that I'm going to make. And one is to promote myself more. And it's really weird being 53 years old and printing up like handbills for music I've made and handing them out. I remember being in a hot rock and roll band when I was about 28, 30. And like riding around San Francisco on a skateboard with wheat paste, hanging up flyers illegally. And like I'd hang it up really high. Like I'd flip my skateboard up and then stand on it and then reach up as high as like I put them like 10 feet up. And there's a few that were up like 15 years later. Like I climbed telephone poles to the top and wheat pasted a flyer for a show up there.
Wow.
And it was cool because Bomb, the name of the band, only had four letters in it. So the letters are really big, so you could see them that far away. But I remember putting up flyers and I'm like, well, one day I won't have to do this. And then we got signed to Warner Brothers and like, I'm still hanging up flyers, and I'm 53, and I'm not on a label, and I'm not playing shows, and I'm still making flyers, and I'm sending them to people to hand out in different cities. So if you would actually hand out some Biptunia little like business card size download cards that have a QR code to a free download of the record,
yeah,
let me know, and I will send you some. Anybody, just email me an address at bipcoin@gmail.com and tell me how many you want, how many you think you can hand out. And you should probably listen to the music too, because you should hand them to people and say, this is good music, check it out, instead of, because otherwise you're just littering. Otherwise you're those annoying people just handing crap out to strangers. But you know, if you hand this to your friends and say, I really like this music, if you do, then they might listen to it. Yeah. So that's
my friend
thing.
Listens to music like what you make. So I'm going to hand it right off to him.
Oh, you want some? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay, I have your address. I'll send you some. Yeah, I'll print them tonight.
You guys listening, you guys don't have my address, I hope, because that would be kind of creepy. Okay. So just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that goes for you, Board Op. I mean, so, no, honestly, I love the Board Ops here. They're amazing.
I know. They are amazing. Yep. They do. Thank you for your service, Board
Ops.
They're
the gods behind this. That's the magic that basically I sound horrible and then they do all this stuff. And then
yeah, you sound like the Affleck guy. What's his name?
The Affleck guy? Matt Damon? No.
No, no. The other guy. Affleck! The guy that does the duck sound. Who's that comedian? I don't know. I'll look it up. But, you know, you sound like a Jewish great-grandmother without the sweetening. You sound like this! Ah! You sound like Marge Simpson in the first season of Simpsons. And they put all this sweetening on you. Yeah. And I sound like, I have a really high voice. I don't sound manly and wonderful. I kind of sound like this. See, I had to turn it off for a second.
Like Robert Plant. Really, you sound like Robert Plant because you were a singer.
No, he has a manly high voice. I have a manly voice that sounds like what a cat would sound like if it could talk. Sometimes my wife and I make, like, do voices for our cats. Do you do that for your cats?
Yeah, definitely. This goes on over here.
Like, you know, I'll talk to the cat and I'll be like, oh, Bob, you're looking well. And from the other room, my wife will go, thank you. So are you.
Wait, let's ask the question. Do you really, like, personify Tina and do voices for her? Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that. Maybe that's a fiends thing, man. Or maybe it's a libertarian thing or an autistic thing.
I think it's people who love freedom and respect of choice and, you know, boundaries like property kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those kind of stuff. I mean, that's all it is, right? Is that all what liberty is? You just understand and respect that, and then that provides perfect relationships like all the other libertarian interactions you've had, right, Michael?
Yeah. So we got a bunch of show notes we're not going to get anywhere near. So let's tell people how to not lose their Bitcoin. And if you don't have Bitcoin, let's tell people how to not get hacked. So are you a member of Lambo, crypto, and hookers and blow?
You know it.
That's right. All right. Should I just, once you go there, go there.
I'm doing it.
I'm going to have you read the very top post, which I guess I wrote a good one because I wrote a post in Virgil Viduva, who runs this page, has pinned it. I feel a great honor that this, because a lot of posts have been pinned to this, like, oh, send me pictures of your cat and your Bitcoin password, you know, things like that, like cute stuff. And then I wrote this, and it's been up since December 14th. I guess that's not a week, but it's been pinned longer than most things have. So it's called, do you have it ready?
I got it ready.
Why don't you read your thing, too? I'm going to say my voice here because I sound like an old Jewish woman. It's no crime to be ignorant of Bitcoin. This, like, declaration of independence, personal independence that you wrote when I said, I'm mad that I was not selfish enough. You wrote me this thing to make me feel better, but you didn't use any paragraph breaks, so I couldn't read it all. So go ahead, read it. Then I'll get it.
It is no crime to be ignorant of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and blockchain technology, which is, after all, a specialized discipline requiring a good deal of study and one that most people consider confusing, illogical, or frightening. But it is totally irresponsible to have a loud and vociferous opinion on these subjects while remaining in this state of ignorance.
Did you write that? I like it.
No, I got it from the internet, of course. I don't have to. That's actually a quote from Murray Rothbard, and it was changed. They altered it into Bitcoin and added
confusing
about economics,
illogical. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's no crime to be ignorant of economics. For it is, after all, considered a dismal discipline. He used dismal discipline.
This would apply to almost everything on the internet. Most people on the internet, or a lot of people on the internet, have loud, obnoxious opinions about things that are complicated topics they don't know about. You know, and I would say even like economics, you can go very deep and complicated and drill down into it, but it's pretty simple on its face. I mean, a 10-year-old running a lemonade stand knows more about economics than economists with PhDs working for the federal government, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, I think they know the spirit of the word, economia, which means the household in Greek, basically.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you just understand the root of the word and where it comes from, we're speaking of the actual household, the running of the household, what goes in, what goes out.
The running of the household. I like when you pound your pulpit to make your point.
I need to explain this is economics, people listening.
Sorry,
baby. Sorry. But anyway, I woke up as sweetie. But anyway,
she wasn't asleep yet. She's on her way.
The importance of this is that if you just think of it individually, like speaking in I statements, use your I statements, Michael, then you understand that you can actually focus on your household and having more come in than goes out, like a little kid running a lemonade stand. That's what I mean.
Yeah. And the government, any government doesn't look at their economy as a household, because a household,
when they run out of money, households, you can't combine 330 million households.
Yeah. When you run out of money, when your household runs out of money, you either go into debt or you stop spending.
And you need to pay for their household,
well,
Michael.
Governments go into debts too, but it doesn't have any consequences. Whereas your household has huge consequences if you go deep into debt for very long.
So in terms of gaining wealth, you need to build up some cryptocurrency wealth if you want to. I mean, it's optional. You don't need to. And you don't want to get hacked, right, Michael?
Yeah.
You don't want to get hacked.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of talk about, like, oh my God, Bitcoin, it's for criminals, and people get their money stolen. And, like, that's true of United States dollar bills. That's true of, like, Greek coins 2,000 years ago. Any money is going to have, I guess with electronic banking of any kind, including, you know, person-to-person banking, like cryptocurrency. Yeah, yeah, and there's picking pockets by remote control now, you know, which actually opens it up to a lot more criminals, because most people won't go up to you and take something off your body secretly or by force, because it's a really dangerous profession, because people who do that tend to get beaten to death after that, you know. I mean, what are the odds if you go around and pick pockets and get caught? How many times do you think you can do that before someone just beats you to a pulp?
You know, even I don't if the think person, I can get away with one time.
Even if the person that you're picking your pocket is smaller than you, like, that's the kind of thing that somebody sees you do and tackles you, you know? But so there's a lot of people that most people would not do that that will sit in front of a computer trying different things that they feel really clever doing, until they can pick your pocket remotely. So why don't you read this thing I wrote on how to not get hacked? And this is a really basic intro, because there are really not computer savvy people just streaming in thousands per day, new people into cryptocurrency ownership now.
And I can read some of it.
These are also good for, let's talk about it a little bit, then we'll read it. So these are also good. We'll read it when we come back. These are also good tips for securing your bank account. You know, I got to say, HostGator has gone from having really good online help to having the worst online help ever. I was on for over an hour today trying to solve a problem. And while I was on there, I got so frustrated with dealing with what I thought was either a robot or a child who knew nothing about computers that I called them while I was still waiting for answers. And I got the answer really quick calling them.
Can I give a metaphor for this? HostGator is the Coinbase of customer service. Okay.
Wow.
That's my description.
Yeah. Well, my friend lost 87 Bitcoin on Coinbase. But it wasn't their fault. It was his fault. And we'll talk about that when we get back from this trip to the market. If he'd done everything we're going to read, he'd be a millionaire almost now.
Worms.
Yeah.
Crypto
tragedies. $4,000.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
I love the Freedom Fiends. But in this modern busy world, I just don't have time to listen all the way through every episode.
There is a solution. Go to the World Wide Web and log on to digest.freedomfiends.com and subscribe to the Freedom Fiends Digest. Digest.freedomfiends.com has 20-minute best-ofs of each episode.
20-minute best-ofs? Digest.freedomfiends.com sounds great. How much does it cost?
That's the best part. It's free. And if you listen at 1.5 speed, they're only 13 minutes long. Plus, the episodes are only about 15 megs, which is great, because I have a limited data plan.
Wow. I'm at digest.freedomfiends.com right now. It's so simple to use. And anyone who doesn't have 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends is a big old statist.
I agree with you about people who can't find 13 minutes to listen to the Freedom Fiends Digest. That's digest.freedomfiends.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Freedom Fiends is back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, how to not get hacked. News you can use. You know, most radio shows just scare the heck out of you. You know, that's another thing. Another reason I don't have a lot of money, and a lot of radio shows do, because a lot of radio shows just scare you and don't offer any solutions, and we offer solutions here.
Oh, yeah, and certain shows, I know what you're talking about.
All shows.
Yeah,
all shows
the successful shows that have some multiple millions of hits on their websites.
Well, some of them, but like Free Talk Live does not scare you. They make a living, though, but they sell, you know, stuff. They work harder at it than we do.
Yeah.
They we do have other work. Jobs. Yeah, they do good work. So tell me what I said about how to not get hacked.
You could use two-factor authentication, right?
Explain that.
Okay, so you can set up a wallet that can only go off if, you know, two things happen. Basically, the cell phone and the email, when the cell phone, basically, and the wallet that could be on a computer, for example. You could be engaging the wallet on the computer, but you'd also need the cell phone at the same time, and the cell phone's going to have a code that will show up on there, and then you'll need to enter that into the wallet to be able to send or somehow move funds. Basically, send.
Now you're talking about wallets that are on websites,
or to open
not
it.
That, not like you're talking about what's the word for those wallets where people hold your.
These are hot wallets. Yeah. But you can still set them up with multiple authentications. And then there's, of course, exchanges where you buy cryptocurrency, such as Coinbase, which is a big one. That's a $1 billion company. And they could have two-factor authentication, too. I know, huh? That's why they're not doing such a great job.
So two-factor authentication is for when you're using a wallet that's not what's it, there's a name for it. Custodial wallet is where someone else has control of it. Which you don't want to do for very long, because if it's on your computer, you control it. But if it's on somebody else's computer, they control it. And different things happen. Like, for instance, Mt. Gox was the first really huge cryptocurrency exchange that, and they went out of business. And
they got hacked.
Everybody,
well,
they got hacked, and then there's a theory they hacked themselves. Put it this way, the guy who ran that place is in prison for... For real crimes, maybe, but allegedly. I don't know. Once someone's convicted, it's legal to say that they did the crime, I guess. You know?
I don't pretend to know anything of the details of the whole situation. As far as I'm concerned, they're all patsies and they were set up by, you know, the secret government.
It's possible. Very possible.
The whole thing is, you know, because I'm not there. I don't have a derelict intelligence agency.
I'm not saying it's right to say they were guilty once they've been convicted. I'm just saying I can't get sued for saying they were guilty once they've been convicted.
That's true.
That's what I'm doing. I'm covering my butt here, man. That's all.
You're right. I kind of wish I could say whatever I want, but I know I'm on the radio and I can't say whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping that in mind.
Yeah. Not only can you not cuss on the radio, you can't do other things if you're smart. All right. So, so you want to have two-factor authentication if you're... stuff is on a remote computer. You also don't want to keep it on a custodial system somewhere else. Like, buy stuff on Coinbase and then immediately transfer it to your computer. Don't keep it there. That's how my friend lost 84 Bitcoin a few months ago. And he bought this Bitcoin when it was like, I don't know, $200 each or something. You know, so and he spent his life savings, which was, what's 200 times 84, 16? I don't know, not a lot of money, and he'd be nearly a millionaire now if he still had it. And Coinbase didn't get hacked. His Gmail account got hacked, and they probably got hacked with what we're going to talk about now, which is with social engineering. So go ahead and read on, please.
Got a kitty being held in my face here.
Ooh.
So
Can you say that on radio? Thought you
a
kids
lot of
are
hacking
calling
these
it?
Days. A lot of hacking yeah, these yeah. days. Isn't like Mr. Robot, fast Linux, geek, genius typing. It's easy to do social engineering. So to do this, they have to know your phone number or your email to start with.
Yeah.
If you don't use your phone number and email, if
your
publicly,
main one. Yeah. If you use, yeah. if you have a throwaway email address and a throwaway phone, like get a burner phone and use that number, and then don't use that phone to call people, and don't use that email address to email people. So the only
it's
people,
harder for them to hack it
yeah,
if they don't have
they don't
this,
have anything
you know.
To start with. They're going to go to somebody else who's less smart.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
have another email too that you use nowhere except for trades and transferring to your air-gapped computer that you never use for anything except security updates and then trades and then take
we're
it
out.
Offline again.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media is not easy, but it is effective. Making the world a better place with Great Liberty Media doesn't even pay very much at all. Sometimes we even have to pay out of our own pockets. But we do it because we have to. For you. And for the children. Here at the Freedom Fiends, we've been producing amazing and effective Liberty Media every day since 2011. Radio shows, podcasts, movies, music, cryptocurrencies, and yes, even memes. The Freedom Fiends also run the world's only Liberty Media Teaching Hospital and the world's only voluntarist media university. Our hands-on classes educate and shape hundreds of the great Liberty speakers of today and tomorrow, and they, in turn, will teach and inspire others. Heck, even the ones who got fired or quit in a huff still hold useful skills and equipment to hone their own Liberty Media and teach others. Freedom Fiends Media and our students' media is a rising groundswell to help create happy Liberty lives around the world and maybe even on to Alpha Centauri. Kitty cats and puppies like living in Liberty homes more than in statist homes. So please donate to the Freedom Fiends, if only for the kitties. Hashtag please donate Freedom Fiends, think of the kitties.
Yep. Yeah, I want to clarify something I said. I was complaining about HostGator. HostGator is good, but they're tight when you type to them and do a online IM chat. What are you kids calling it? Texting, I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
Their service is horrible. When you call them, it's okay, but their uptime's pretty darn good. And I want to clarify too. They are not who hosts the Freedom Fiend site. I have like 8 sites, and a couple of them are hosted by Derek Slopey over at agoristhosting.com, and they're really good, but he's a huge Fiends fan, so he's doing that free, and now I'm giving him radio ads for it too, and telling you right now you should go to agoristhosting.com. But the other sites that, you know, aren't my mission critical sites so much are still on HostGator, and I pay what, $140 a year for, you know, I have as many domains as I want.
$140 a year? $1.40 a year.
No. Times
100. No,
100, yeah.
$140 a year. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
Plus all the domain registrations, which is $13, and there's, you know. Anyway, but yeah, so that's not, you know, what I'm saying. They have a horrible service. That's not the people that we advertise on here. They have great service. All right. So moving right along, what were you going to say? Oh, I do want to apologize for having the Freedom Fiends episode that had an hour of Biptunia music in it play 4 times in the past week. That was an error. So I made an episode that was like, the first hour of it was an old show with Ben Stone and I. Great Liberty stuff. You know, Bad Quaker.
Classic.
The second hour was my new band, Biptunia. And the only reason I played it was to get it broadcast so it would reach Alpha Centauri, because it has to go on the radio to do that. You know, kind of like in Man Who Fell to Earth, he made a record to communicate to his family back in his home planet by having it broadcast on the radio. So that's my theory. But I wanted to play it once on our nighttime show and once on the weekend daytime show because we're on different stations, just to touch all the bases. But then it got played. Somebody canceled. You know, John Vibes was out with a touch of cancer, and I'm being glib, but yes, he had his last chemo. Yay, he's getting better. But, you know, he was just slayed from chemo and couldn't do a show. So I just told the board op, yeah, just play a replay. Yeah, and it was like 5 minutes before the show, which is, you know, you get to do that when you have cancer on the Freedom Fiends. Nobody else can cancel 10 or 5 or 10 before the show, but John Vibes can. For now, when he gets better, he can't. I'll start yelling at him again, and he'll know he's better. John Vibes, when I start yelling at you, you'll know that you're in remission for good.
The first three times that I called in and said I was sick 5 minutes before the show,
yeah,
it really didn't go over very well with Michael. But
did you do
I'm just
that?
Making that up.
I don't remember.
No.
Yeah,
you never did that. I don't do that. I don't call in sick. I show up on time.
You've done a show sick, actually.
That's true.
Which is commendable. Yeah. So I, you know, and basically this show had played that day on the weekend, so they just replayed it. They were like, oh, it's already in the hopper, so they didn't have time to put another one on. And then Sunday, I said, yeah, we're playing a replay today, and they just played that one again. So that one played 4 out of the past 7 days. I apologize for that if you were listening, but not really, because it was all good. Although,
sorry,
radio,
not sorry.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I hear the kids say it. What does it mean?
It means that basically a person actually wishes ill to someone. It's just like a...
It's horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Today. You know, like as if I didn't experience this when I was a kid. Oh, my God.
Does it mean I'm sorry that I'm not sorry? Or does it mean like sorry?
Yeah, a little bit. There's like a small bit of guilt in actually... what's that? Okay. Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the opposite of Schadenfreude. If you feel bad... That you're being bad, that's not Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude is when you're glad that bad things happen to other people.
Well, that's exactly what this is. They're saying they're sorry, but they're not actually sorry, and they actually are taking glee
so there's
in someone
two
else's
things
misfortune.
There. Okay, because that's not the first thing I thought you said. The two possibilities are, does it mean, I'm sorry, just kidding, I'm not sorry, or does it mean...
That's exactly it.
Or
that's exactly
does it,
it
mean, I'm sorry that I'm really not sorry?
That's
like you're genuinely okay. Yes, first thing. All right, these kids today. The
spiteful,
problem
huh?
with libertarians isn't that they're libertarians; it's that most of them are these kids today. That's the problem, I think. Yeah.
So, how can we help them? How can we help the children?
You know, for as much as a lot of them scream about that they love the free market, most of them don't honor a lot of them don't honor contracts or don't work very hard at honoring contracts. Not all of them. And if you're listening and you're offended by that, either I'm right or you're one of the good ones. Can you say it on radio?
Well, you can say that one of the good ones.
You know, you're one of the good ones there, Daryl. I know your mother had a bat mitzvah, but you're one of the good ones.
It would be a mitzvah to join you at the annual softball social for the Freedom Fiends.
You're such a mensch. You really are. Hey, I lived in L.A. I know those words.
Mensch. Yeah. So he's using the secret Hollywood goy language.
This one I like. This one here. Yeah.
So we're digressing too far away from the ultimate Jewish pastime, which is growing your cryptocurrency portfolio.
I don't think it is. I think the ultimate Jewish pastime is becoming a dentist, getting a lot of money, and then investing it in blue chip stocks over a 30-year period.
That's right? True. I just heard from one of my clients today that there was some Obama rule that opened up stock trading to the common person in a lot more accessible ways.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I didn't even know this because I don't do stocks. You know, that seems, first of all, it's a poor return compared to cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the numbers. But did you know that they opened up some rule during the Obama administration for stock trading becoming
today?
Less constricted, more accessible. I have no idea. I Were you ever trading stocks? No, you don't do that.
No. My dad gave me 10. My dad played that a bit for a while. And then he made a lot of money at it. And then his second wife stole it all, or, you know, got him to sign it over a long time before that. And then basically robbed him. Basically was a black widow and a whore. And she divorced him after taking all his money, you know, my inheritance. And then gave it to her ne'er-do-well grandkids, who are mostly drug addicts, allegedly. And, yeah, and then then she died 3 years later. So good for her. And it was not long and painful, unfortunately. But, you know, there, I'm airing more grievances. Happy
There we go. And how do you feel after those grievances are aired?
Better. Better, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
I mean, back when I was dealing with her, if you'd said, you know, hitchhike 500 miles and we'll let you go on 28 radio stations and complain about her, I would have done it. So, yeah.
You know, with the magic of radio, since this is going out there into the universe, what would you say to her right now, if you could say it, and beaming it right to her?
Whore. Gold digger. Evil. Wicked stepmother. All right, so let's read this news you can use that we've promised. Let's finish the how to not get hacked. Go.
So, have another email, too. You use Nowheres for Trades. We covered that one. Hopefully a Linux computer, but a Windows computer that you never use elsewhere that's updated regularly, that would be more secure. And then you can just keep using that.
Yeah, and
you know,
a lot of people really believe there's this misnomer about Linux, that it's like just using Linux and doing nothing else is more secure than Windows. And it's not true. You have to update Linux. You can still get a virus on Linux. You can still get hacked on Linux. And you can definitely get hacked the way we're talking about. Like, the way we're talking about getting hacked, like, to make it clear, it's not the, like on the keyboard with, you know, you're a genius and you know every trick and every, you know, command line, like in Hackers, you know, that movie from the 90s. It's not like
exactly
that. People hack and steal money now who can barely use a computer. And we're going to talk about how that happens. And this is far more common type of hacking, especially with individuals and with corporations, too. But go ahead and read a little more there. What do we got?
So what you got is, again, most hacks aren't people coming through your computer's back doors. They're just bozos pretending to be you out there connected into some minimum wage phone help worker and making them do not smart things, which is not very hard, actually, when you get to think about
minimum wage phone workers. Yeah.
Right, right. Social engineering is stuff like where the thief calls the phone company claiming to be you, saying you lost your phone, you bought a new phone, and you need to port the number to your new phone here. And oh, by the way, can you lock my old phone in case some hacker found it? You know,
yeah. So once it's they like do that, once they do that, there was actually an article in Wired magazine about 5 years ago about this, and it was like somebody just wanted to write an article. The author wanted to see how easy it would be to do this. So, like, you know, a friend agreed to let him do this with his account. Like, so he called Apple and claimed to be his friend and wanted to get his, you know, he said, I lost my iPhone. I want to get the number ported to my new iPhone. And the person's like, well, okay, what's your full name? And he gave the friend's full name. And he said, like, in your, the town you were born in. And he gave the town you're born in. And he's like, and what's your mother's maiden name? And he started, like, guessing. And the person, like, he kind of got, like, the first two letters right. And the person's like, oh, is it blah, 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 like, your mother's maiden name? You don't know that. And, like, she told him the mother's maiden name. And, you know, he was like, oh, I can't remember my PIN number. And he, like, kind of guessed a few and he got close. And she's like, yeah, that's it. And he said he was on vacation, you know, so he didn't have, like, access to his desktop computer to get this information. And she let him guess a bunch of stuff. And he got, like, he got the guy's number ported to his phone, to a new phone, with the only information he had was the guy's full name and the town he was born in. Nothing else. Oh, and his email address. But, and that's something, like, there's more, people have more information like that about them on Facebook. Oh, I would say there's something I need to add in this. Don't put your real birth date on social networks. And don't put your, you know, what school you went. It's insane. Like, all
my
the information you need to hack somebody is on your Facebook page to do this.
Yeah. And my mom's maiden name does not open up my cryptocurrency wallet.
Yeah, it does not. Yeah. All right. We'll finish this. We will finish this when we get back.
We will. Learn.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Go, go, Freedom Fiends.
Freedom Fiends.
Would guitar and feather a tax collector? It's a rhetorical question. Don't answer. I don't want to know. Keep it to yourself. Am I being detained? All right, so I got this new band that's very different music. It's electronic and deep, but not harsh. A lot of electronic music hurts your ears. It just doesn't, even though it's heavy. It's called Biptunia. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Tango, Uniform, November, India, Alpha, Biptunia.com. Go to that website. You can buy the music. You can also get it free. It's really good music. A lot of people like it. Not many people buy it, but a lot of people listen to it. And, you know, what is it that the head of my old publisher said? That artists have more to fear from obscurity than from piracy. So I don't care if people copy it. All right, so let's read the rest of this, how to not get hacked. Go.
All right, so basically we covered everything about two-factor authentication and understanding how simple it is for people to hack who you are to the paid phone help. So just basically, it doesn't take much info to do this. A lot of times these idiots from a phone company just let you guess random things, just like you said, that Michael.
And those people
like
want $15 an hour. Yeah.
So, you know, lots of people can forget their PIN number and like, oh, I just forget my PIN number. So I've seen, by the way, I have seen it where a woman gave an actual presentation, I think it was a TED Talk, demonstrating how she was using like an artificial baby crying in the background and pretending to be, you know, the wife of the person and just like totally simulated it, you know, just like with, you know, on their computer, there was no baby there, you know, and basically got the sympathy of the person there to just give her all this information and open up the account further, and then just completely hack right in. So here's the deal. If you have cryptocurrencies on any type of wallet, there is no maiden name of anyone's mom that's going to save you. There's no photo ID that's going to save you.
Ask me about the 3 Bitcoin that I have on a computer from 2013 when Bitcoin was, $30 or $100? I forgot about it. You know, I got some Bitcoin early on and I forgot about it. And it hit $1,000 a couple years later and I was scrambling to type it in. I didn't remember it. So, there's no one you can call and, you know, call the Bitcoin helpline and they'll reset your password. And I actually had a friend brute force it for me for like 3 weeks and he still couldn't get in using like what I remembered of the password and about how long it was. And still couldn't get in. So, but that helped you all because that helped your Bitcoin be worth more. And Satoshi said that, you know, lost Bitcoin helps everyone's go up.
It just, it's an anti-fragile system. The more it gets pounded on, the stronger it gets. And unlike,
On radio?
The more it gets pounded on, the harder it gets. Yes. that's very out of context Fiends quote. Yeah. So,
but that's the guy that asked me to give his Bitcoin back and I called him an idiot on the air and he deleted out of context Fiends, but sometimes, or maybe blocked me. I don't know. I don't care.
We can make our new out of context Fiends 2. You know,
well, I just do it on my Twitter account. I just use the hashtag out of context Fiends. So
perfect. So you guys out there, just go to an exchange or find a friend, buy some crypto, store it safely, and that's the something that's probably going to help you as far as being salvation, you know, or what's it called?
Redemption.
Just redemption.
In the third act.
And that's true. That's what I was referring to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm glad that you're doing it. Anyone out there, look at coinmarketcap.com and check the top 10.
But don't check it every 5 minutes or you'll go insane.
No, just check it once to get all of those, collect each of them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, you know, if I obsess on the fact that I made $1,000 today by doing nothing and I lost 400 of it during this show doing nothing, I'd go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And when things are down, number.
I'm not saying how much I got. So, yeah.
When the prices go down, what that means is things are on sale. So
right.
Get them.
So, did we finish? Is there anything else on this you want to do real quick? We got about a minute here or less.
Was
that it? Is that all of it?
It's pretty much, it's great doing a show with you. It's like, it's a holiday thing. It's actually Christmas next Monday.
Yep.
Special sweet feelings, man.
Yep. Right here.
You get.
Yep.